Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
A look at what to watch this week with The Economy.
What's news from the Wall Street Journal? Top stories without the noise.
From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong. We've got a busy week ahead with fresh looks at inflation, manufacturing, home prices, and consumers. Joining us from Washington with a look at what to watch is the Wall Street Journal's Jeffrey Sparshot. Jeffrey, we kick the week off on Monday with new manufacturing data.
Yeah, we'll get new orders for durable goods, which is always closely watched as kind of a leading indicator of how much demand there is for heavy manufactured goods, everything from, you know, chainsaws to big trucks to machinery and equipment. And the numbers are often a little bit skewed by aircraft orders, but if you look at some of the underlying details, it should give us a little bit of a read on how the manufacturing sector is doing and how much business investment there is.
Then on Tuesday, Fed Chair Janet Yellen is speaking in London. What will folks be watching for there?
Fed speeches are fascinating. People focus on changes to individual phrases, words. People want to read the tea leaves. They want some insight onto what the Fed is going to do next as far as interest rates. And Janet Yellen will not say directly, I am going to raise interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point at our next meeting. But what they hope, they'll get some insight on her view of the economy, what it means that inflation has been so low and that wages haven't been going up in an environment where we've had pretty strong job creation for a really long stretch of time, and how the Fed is balancing those kind of cross currents in the economy right now.
So also on Tuesday, we get a look at home prices.
Yeah, I think simply there hasn't been enough of a supply of homes on the market, and prices have been going through the roof. New home sales came out on Friday, and prices hit a new record, and expect that trend to continue in the Case-Shiller Index, which is kind of a composite of home prices. And they're just not enough homes are being built. People aren't moving as much. So the limited inventories and high demand are pushing up prices quite a bit.
So then on Friday, the Commerce Department releases personal income and outlays. What should we know about that?
Yeah, Friday is really the big day for economic data, if you're an economic data nerd, which I am. And we will get numbers on consumer spending, which, you know, every month the numbers come in and people are kind of like, meh, that's a pretty meh number. But it's been adding up to a fairly steady stream of consumer spending, which is very supportive for the overall economy. And very important to the Fed, we'll also get numbers on inflation. We'll get the price index for personal consumption expenditures, which is the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge. And the Fed has a 2% target for inflation. The gauge got up there once early in the year, first time in several years, and then it started to fall back down. And that's one of the things that's been kind of an economic puzzle is, you know, why isn't inflation picking up? And that's partly an energy story, is oil prices fall back down. Strong dollar story, which means that the prices of imports are down. But there's just also a sense that there's, you know, a little bit of economic slack left. And so we should get a little bit more insight on which way inflation is going on Friday as well.
So also that day, we get fresh consumer sentiment numbers.
Yeah, consumer sentiment at the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index has been really interesting lately. Ever since the election, consumer confidence has really jumped. It's gone through the roof. It tapered off a little bit. There was actually some impact from James Comey's testimony on Capitol Hill. That seemed to knock sentiment a little bit. And there's also been a very strong partisan divide with Republicans thinking, you know, everything is fantastic, and Democrats tending to think that, you know, we're headed for the next recession. But overall, the aggregate reading has been very strong. It hasn't completely translated into consumer spending. But there does seem to be enough of a base there to suggest that, you know, the people have a fairly bright outlook and they will continue spending. They're not about to pull back at the very least.
We're talking about what to watch this week with The Economy with Jeffrey Sparshot, and you're listening to What's News from The Wall Street Journal.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Jeffrey, what's something else you're going to be watching for this week?
So there's one really minor indicator that we'll get on Thursday, and that's gross domestic product for the first quarter, which tends to be very backward-looking, but it also, to some degree, sets the stage for the second quarter, which we're much more interested in. So we'll look at some of the underlying numbers. Have inventories built up? Have inventories drawn down? What's happening with trade numbers? How does that set us up for the second quarter? And we'll also get another reading on corporate profits. And companies have been doing well, but they haven't been investing a ton of money. And we'll get a better sense of how much they're investing and in which sectors they're investing also.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Jeffrey Sparshot joining us from our Washington newsroom. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jennifer.
And thank you for listening. I'm Jennifer Strong in the newsroom in New York.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.